Hello everyone, welcome to the 5th episode of the Get Fit Trip podcast. This is Daniel Davis and it's my pleasure to host a show that I'm super passionate about. This show is designed for everyone who deserves and desires to get fit. Now, sit back, relax, and let's talk. Today I want to talk about one of my favorite group sports, volleyball. I've been playing volleyball for the past 6 years. Actually, I played before when I was at school, but in the past 6 years, I put discipline into it and I do it every week. And I've learned a lot out of it. At the beginning, I was a terrible player. I had no idea how to play as a team. I was just jumping all over the court, smacking others, trying to hit the ball wherever it landed. I was a couple of times yelled at by other teammates because they were afraid, they were scared of getting injured. I had the tendency to talk a lot, which drove some people crazy and they just asked me to shut up. Sometimes I was fighting over one score that I thought it belonged to my team. Sometimes I made fun of those who made mistakes and it was terrible. Now I look back and I see what a brat I was. Well, life has a way to discipline you if you don't discipline yourself. The other players could not take it anymore and started criticizing me. Someone asked me to shut up. Someone asked me just to focus on the game. Someone left the game in order to show his anger, how I was just spoiling their games. Some people asked me to sympathize with those who make a mistake instead of making fun of them. I was not fully aware of teamwork. I was not fully used to it. And I was there to just serve my own ego, not just boosting others by giving a pass to them or respecting my position, being kind. No, that was not the thing that I knew. But that's how weird life lessons are and how they teach you the discipline if you don't discipline yourself. I couldn't spoil the games anymore. It was the time that they were all going crazy and I had to learn how to play, otherwise they would have shown their discontent. Well, gradually I learned how to play as a team and I found out how beautiful and how nice it was to play as a team and how it actually worked better. So I no longer hit the balls all over the game, jumping all over the court. I tried to respect my position. I try to just enjoy, you know, giving a pass to others and see they are the finisher. I didn't want to be a finisher anymore. I wanted to see others, especially those who were new and those who were not just playing all the time that well. I tried to just encourage them and give them the pass and how it was nice to see them jumping up and spiking. Yeah, that was the best part of it. I learned not to laugh at others when they made a mistake. I gave them a high five and encouraged them that they can do better next time. I didn't anymore fool around by my own mistakes, and whenever I made a mistake in the past, I laughed, but now I try to show unhappy. I tried to show myself that I am not just joyful that I made a mistake, I'm embarrassed. That's how you keep better. Pain plus reflection equals progress. And I was no longer impatient against newbies. In the past, when a beginner came to the game, well, I didn't want them to in my team. But now I feel they are so uplifting when you see them, they're getting better and better week after the other week. And why not? We can help them to get better faster. Well, volleyball has been a miracle in my life. It has taught me how to do teamwork. I've learned how to be inspired by others and how to inspire others. Tony Robbins beautifully has coined the 6 basic human needs: certainty, variety, significance, love and connection, growth and contribution. And it's somehow interesting how we can find these 6 basic human needs everywhere. And in volleyball, I can see them very clearly. I can get certainty by knowing that every Monday and every Sunday I go to the gym and I play volleyball. That's certain. I know that is over there and I'm already aware of it. I get variety during the game. I don't know what happens during the game. Any second can have adventures. That's how variety is all over the game. I get significance whenever I score or I'm the cause of someone else scoring. I feel good about myself. That's the time that I feel the significance. Love and connection is all over the game. We have built up a good bonds among each other. We have been playing for a long time. And some of us, especially those who have been there for a long time, we have good connections with each other. Every week we are getting better and better. And that's how it shows that growth is all over the game and we are progressing. If you are not growing, you're dying. And contribution is the time that I see everyone likes to help out, to set the net, to just help out to make the teams cooperating and helping the beginners to start playing. Those are the contribution parts that you can see, and it's so beautiful. I found that volleyball is more than a sport. In the past 6 years, I've seen beautiful scenes during my volleyball game. I've been inspired by the progress of the new members. I've been moved by sacrifices that some of the members make to make their team win. I've been so happy to see the sympathy that exists between among the players, especially when someone is injured. And I like to see how people work together as a team. I found out that sometimes learning to be a part of a machine and working in harmony with others is more beautiful and more fun and more fulfilling than being the whole machine. Thank you everyone for listening. I hope that one day, at least once, you give it a try playing volleyball or any team sport. I'm sure there are so beautiful parts in any team sport. Please subscribe to our blog, to our podcast, visit our Facebook pages, our Twitter. Until next time, take care of yourself and we'll talk soon.